from your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight fighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the lotus through his triple lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullness, blazing with heart resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden bloom and lotus, water born in hand adorning, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrine without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shakaani Brahmamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Skandavas Yakshas. Homage with their tra and sound, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion. She was frowning lotus visit, who was slayer of all enemies. Image at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. My brain masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembled, shaking frowning with her home signs, saving from their famous fortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on onamus most shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Homage him with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding. Rush of weapon joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter. Seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful. She whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by presenting six to three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hymnic moon of devil-like form, with by spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods in their send the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, to so spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. And then turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And say, first thing we'll be doing is 7-limb prayer on 27, on the gold book. So in the gold prayer book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the 7-limb prayer. 27 in the gold prayer book. Gosum gupe gone chatelo 也想一途之天马路步托梅那萨地顿汤切沙给帕给瓦纳拉耶伊让苦瓦玛东巴杜勒朱勒罗拉切基科罗科瓦当大仙言南将出千佛诺。Then go to page 97 and the gold prayer book, 97, and we'll continue with the short mandala offering, 97. Saji Perki Shushin Meto Tam ri rab ni shi ni de gen pa de san ge shing du mi te hua yi Shin la che pa shok che tsun la ma dam pa kienam ki che ku ka la kien te chu Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niryatayami Chudan Soki Chonam La Jan Chubardu Dani Kyapsuchi Dagi Chunyengi Pesunam Gi Dola Penchir Sangyetu Parsho Chudan Soki Chonam La Jan Chubardu Dani Kyapsuchi Dagi chun yengi peser nam gi do la penchu sangye tu parsho.
Sangye
tu parsho. Chudan so ki cho nam la jan chu badu dani kyab su chi. Dagi chun yengi peser nam gi do la penchu sangye tu parsho.
Kage yata de jesu nyan da wa dan jesu nyan da jesu nyan da jesu nyan da jesu nyan da jesu Mantra.
So in the gold prayer book, turn to page 64, and we'll read the verse of praise at the very top of page 64.
Maybe just, you know, try to visualize Buddha Vajra image briefly, okay? Try to visualize Buddha Vajra image briefly, huh? Bring up in your mind briefly, or then after that we'll recite mantra.
So now the verse of praise. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, and the prostration. Did you, how many, 21? Long ones?
21, yeah. Mm.
Okay. So the mantra is at the bottom of the same page. Om Vajra Sato Samaya Madhupalaya Vajra Sato Seno Pati Stadido Mebawa Sudokayo Mebawa Subokayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Mebrayacha Savar Karma Sustamne Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gat Vajra Mame Mutra Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupala Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarvar Siddhi Meprayacha Sarvar Karma Susamne Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Kata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupala Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subokayo Mebawa Anurakyo Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Chitam Shri Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gat Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Tisham Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mujra Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Bajasa sote no pati sedido me bawa. Suto kayo me bawa. Subo kayo me bawa. Anurakyo me bawa. Sarvo sidi me praya. Chosawa karma sutta me. Sitam shiyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho. Bhagawana sarva tata kata.
Bajama me madam. Bajama ma samaya.
Sato akum te. Bajasa to samaya. Manu palaya. Bajasa to te. No pati shadi do me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, subo kayo me bawa, anurakyo me bawa, saro sidi me praya, chasava karma susamne, chita shiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tata kata,
bhagama me madam, bhagama
maha samaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sato te no pati shadi Dido me bawa, suto kaya me bawa, subo kaya me bawa, anurakyo me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, chitam shiyam kuru. Ha 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 Bhagavana sarva tata kata
Bhagama me madam Bhagama bhava maha samaya
Sato ahum te om Bhaja sato samaya Manu palaya Bhaja sato teno pati Shadido me bhava Suto kayo me bhava Supo kayo me bhava Anurakyo me bhava Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Sitam shiyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tata kata
Bhagama me madam Bhagama bhava maha samaya
Sato ahum te om Bhaja sato samaya Manu palaya Bhaja sato teno pati Shadido me bhava Suto kayo me bhava Subho kaya me bhava, anurakyo me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tata gata,
bhajama me madam, bhajama bhava maha samaya,
sato akum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sato teno pati, shadido me bhava, suto kaya me bhava, subho kaya me me bawa anurakyo me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata kata
bhagama me madam bhagama bhava maha samaya
sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno pati shadido me bawa suto kayo me bawa subho kayo me bawa anurakyo me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata gata
bhagama me madam bhagama bhava maha samaya
sato akum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno pa ishadido me bhava suto kayo me bhava subho kayo me bhava anurakyo me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata gata
bhagama me madam bhagama bhava maha samaya
sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno pati shadido me bhava suto kayo me bhava subho kayo me bhava anurakyo me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tata gata
bhagama me madam bhagama
bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno pati shadido me bhava suto kayo me bhava subho kayo me bhava anurakyo me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma su samne chita shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vasamame mucha pashapa mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manupalaya vajra sato tenopati kadidome bhava suto kayo me bhava subo kayo me bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayat sarva karma sutra me chidashiyam kuru
Now please deep down from your heart visualize there is no Buddha Vajrasattva calling. Oh, my fortunate child. All your negative karmas from three times completely purify, okay? All the negative karma from three times completely purify. Then after that, your body, speech, and mind become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva, body, speech, mind, or your body, speech, mind become one with Buddha Vajrasattva, body, speech, mind. Yeah, wonderful, thank you. That's the way to not to live life with, you know, terrible feelings. Oh, you purify them on daily basis. You purify them. Oh, daily basis. So even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purifies each and every negative karma. So then, you know. Of course, reciting this Buddha Vajrasattva mantra with positive intentions will definitely purify. Okay, purify, not just purify negative, the present negative karma, it purifies three times negative karma from three times past, present, the future. Yeah. What it say here? What it says?
Nickname?
Yeah. If you can read loud so maybe everybody can hear.
Okay. So Donna sent out an email and asked us to name our self-cherishing mind with a nickname so that we can say something when we want to abolish it or abandon our mind from it. So people named it. So these are, we don't know whose or whose. But some these few people named it. So we have Dung Beetle.
Huh?
They're just funny names, too.
Oh.
Okay, so Dung Beetle.
Oh.
Uninvited guest, you need a time out. Blackie. Just note it and let it go. Or let go. Mine is Beetlejuice, so you're welcome to tell me you're using Beetlejuice, right? I see what you're up to, Slick.
What's the Beetlejuice?
That's my self-cherishing mind nickname.
What does it mean, Beetlejuice?
That's like a spirit that's bothering you. So I thought that might fit.
Beetlejuice spirit.
It's a funny name for that.
Oh, yeah.
So someone else said, I see what you're up to, Slick, hit the road. Another one was Puffy.
I was trying to deceive
didn't it?
Yeah. The illusionist.
Puffy, what is puffy?
It's their own personal nickname, so we don't know.
No meaning, it has no meaning.
It could mean something to that person.
Oh, okay, puffy, I'll hear.
The illusionist, like a magician, sort of, and pest, like a bug.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah. So, now today, I've been explaining last couple of Wednesdays. Now, there's two quintessential instructions how to develop altruistic attitude, okay? So, one is called Seven Cause and One Result, called Junde Mengadi. Junde Mengadi is the lineage from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, then from Asanga to his brother Vasubandhu, then from there. Oh. That's fascinating lineage. Oh. Now, second lineage, exchanging one with others. Oh. Dakshin Nyamje. That's also from Shakyamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Arya Deva, then Arya Deva from there. Goes on and on in all the Kadalmas, okay? Shakyamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Aryadeva, Aryadeva, to then, you know, goes on. They are made between there's probably a lot of people there, so then comes all the way to Adisha, Adisha to Lama Tsongkhapa, like that. Oh, there's two instructions. Oh. So now today I'm going to explain the instructions that are coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Aryadeva, then all the way to Adisha, from Shantideva to Adisha, so then, you know, Selingpa, then directly from Lama Selingpa to Adisha, then Adisha, then from there Dhomtenpa, his main disciple, then from there all the Kadamba masters, so then then Lama Tsongkhapa. So these instructions, Lama, who wrote this commentary on Guru Puja, is going to explain the base on 7-point mind training text. 7-point mind training text. So, Lodong Tundi Ma. How to meditate on exchanging one with others based on 7-point mind in the text. Tenzin de su so saje kune shidotama igishin do mambe gebe te manushinus. The Lama is saying here, if he goes to the details of this 7-point, it will take, you know, a lot of times. And he don't see, he don't think it's a good idea to shift Dharma. Yeah, then book is going to be more page. Huh? So that's why he's concerned to that book is going to be, you know, probably never going to end. Or it's going to be like about 1,000 pages long. Probably nobody will read. The Mambo. Gwebe, mambu, shindu mambu gwebe, ti manu xing, si, tuinji nyingbo nam ma che ba, si. But, you know, make sure that, you know, he don't miss any critical point from the 7-point mind in the text. So, you know, he's going to talk about all the critical points. Dhamma di, tsati da tini, dodi si jena, si. So, I'm going to explain that, you know, 7-point based on the root text, there's a 7-point. Lo jung ki damga di jase shiwa lejo, jase shiwa lejo. Lo jung ki damga di jase shiwa le gumbu jambi yangji menga la teni da. Pabu jesu tejin do de mambu tuyum gung dini dashi nyamji gumbu sada tuyini sungpa di menga nam chong chi jo. Pandeyadisha. nyan trusin la chen ne kawat me kor ne selin de chen de sa So this particular instructions is coming from Shivala Nengambo Jambiya Bengal Tino Gamaya from Naga from like Shatamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna Nagarjuna to Ayodhya then slowly Nagarjuna okay so Nagarjuna Shatamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna Shatamuni Buddha from Shatamuni Buddha to Manjushri Manjushri that's missing Manjushri then from Manjushri to Nagarjuna so then slowly Nagarjuna through like Shantideva Shantideva who wrote God to preserve our life then a lot of like you know like information is collected from all different number of sutras from Shakyamuni Buddha's text here so Lama Atisha here Indian masters so now this tanga is a little bit crooked I say Yeah, Tanga is a little crooked, maybe. anyway, so maybe it's looking at us. Lama Adesha is looking at us. That's a good sign, huh? You know, this little sign, you know, we don't pay attention. In the Sera Monastery back in Tibet, you know, in the Sera Che Monastery, there are some statues, you know, particularly one statue of the Manjushris, you know, like almost like listening, like, you know, like leaning towards the Tibet courtyard, kind of like that. It's not been like that when it's made, you know, so then slowly, you know, like, so now I'm not sure it's there or maybe it's already destroyed by Chinese, I'm not sure. But there are, you know, there are no certain things that happen. So that particular Manjushri statue is kind of leaning towards the Tibet courtyard. In monastery, when you are studying Madhyamika text, mainly talks about emptiness. So when you study Madhyamika text, you know, probably you study there around 4 years. 4 years, you know, spend 4 years on that. Like a subject. So then during that period, so now that Dharma has a sound of Dharma has to be alive 24 hours. So therefore there's an ongoing, you know, like, so from 6 to probably 11:30, midnight, there's no like debate court, there are monks, they are debating. So then after that, everybody goes back home. So then, if you are in the Madhyamika class, then whole Madhyamika class has to go back again, go back to the debate courtyard, then till tomorrow morning when you hear the gong of the prayer, you know. So then when you hear the gong, then you can go back to the home, maybe to nap or something like that. So then it's like, no, 24 hours. Maybe they're, because of the whole night, you know, what they're debating about emptiness. Maybe therefore, you know, that Manjushri, the star, just, you know, leaning towards that debate courtyard, you know, so that, sorry, there. Not just that, one of the lamas, Gelugpa Lama called Gecha, say, in his house, you know, he has one Lama Tsongkhapa statues. So, one of the, now that, you know, masters already passed away, so he told us, one of his students, when students witnesses that statues is like having a teeth, the statues, the growing teeth on the statues. So when the student told Lama, so Lama didn't pay attention, he just ignored, you know, so that's all happening due to the devotions, you know, devotions, so that there's incredible things before 1959, you know, there's all kind of, you know, to now, you know, then a lot of them completely, permanently destroyed. Lama Tsongkhapa about body is there. Before 1959, people can go and see. So then after that, you know, now after 1959, it's pretty much gone, yeah. Completely destroyed in Ganden Monastery. Maybe that's the reason Lama Atisha has known, because we are studying Lamrim. Maybe some of you are memorizing Lamrim's outline. That's why maybe Lama Atisha has known. So anyway, so Lama Atisha has known his searching for these particular instructions throughout the India that really wants to, you know, generate bodhicitta. So then turns out Lama Selimba is the only one who has both, who's carrying both lineage. No, lineage of those two instructions. Seven causes, one resolve, and it's exchanging one with the self. No, oneself with others, those two instructions. Lama Selimba has all this, you know, carrying all the lineage, you know, that means he received all the lineage. So then Lama Atisha, then eventually figures out that where Lama Selimba was living, and now, probably before people, I don't know, so now they say in some part of the Indonesia, there's called Selimba, like Golden Island. So there Lama Atisha, you know, then probably went, traveled by boat, but that time, you know, going by boat in the ocean, probably that's not easy, you know, it's like, not like, like modern day boat, you know, a lot of anyway, Lama Atisha went there, so spent 12 years, received all the teachings. So then Lama Atisha probably, you know, managed to develop bodhicitta. So whenever Lama Atisha says, you know, Lama Selimba names, he always puts his hand together, because even though he has many lamas, but he considers Lama Selimba as one of the men like lamas, because due to the kind of his teaching, the Lama Atisha managed to develop bodhicitta. Okay, you know, that's just sake for the knowledge. Lama Selimba, Lord Junior, 12 years, you know, he spent with Lama Selimba 12 years just to receive the instructions. Pumbha Khangshu, Tuzu Chuba, Chuchu, Pedu, Pedniji, Dramuji Mbuchala, Bujinawasu. So then after Lama Atisha, when he came to Tibet, so then he pour all his knowledge to Drumtenpa, that's the first Kadamba masters, you know, Drumtenpa, Lama Atisha's main disciples, not monk, lay persons, Lama Atisha's main disciple. So one of the first Kadamba masters. So then Lama Atisha, you know, like, how you say, like, give all his instructions to Drumtenpa. So then from Drumtenpa, then all this Kadamba master. At that time, Lama Atisha secretly give to Drumtenpa, not just only Drumtenpa, you know, not other people, just Drumtenpa, and probably Lama Atisha give all the teachings. So, Kokchu means, you know, secretly, you know, offer to Lama Drumtenpa. Gijichakawal, te jachepe, kapabe. So then from Drumtenpa, so then even though there's many Kadamba masters, then Gishi Chekawa, so Kapab means like, then, you know, they look around, even though there are many students, the master look around, and maybe whom to, you know, like, I say, pass down all the knowledge, you know, they don't pass the knowledge, so then they pick one person, and it kind of like karmic relation, all of that, you know, then carefully choose them like that. Drumtenpa power choose Gishichakawa, he thinks, oh, Gishichakawa, he is the one who can really carry on these instructions and spread, you know. So then Gishichakawa received all the instructions from Drumtenpa. So then Gishichakawa put it into seven point, put it into the seven point especially the exchanging self with other, and Gigi Chakrava tried to summarize that into 7-point mindfulness text. Mm-hmm. So then Gigi Chakrava is the one who is the author of the 7-point mindfulness text. Commonly known, author of the 7-point mindfulness text is Gigi Chakrava, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, what are those 7 points? First, I want to check them. So, preliminary practice, first point, or the 7 point, first one is called preliminary practice or teachings, okay? First point. Second point, actual practice of, true bodhicitta. There's a second point. Third point is like transforming difficulties or transforming problem. Into path that leads to enlightenment. Generally means enlightenment. Transforming problem into the path that will probably lead to the enlightenment. That's the third point or the 7 point. First one is preliminary teaching. Second one is actual practice of two types of bodhicitta. Third one is a transforming problem in the path that probably lead you to enlightenment. Then the fourth point is summary of lifelong practice. Summary of lifelong practice. This is the fourth point. The fifth point is logically. The measurement of practicing mind training texts.
What was the word you used?
Measurement. Maybe it's all in English. I'm not sure what that is. Usually means measurement. So not jump to how you can tell somebody is being successful in the mind training texts. How you can tell. Measurement of mind training checks. Lojungi tamsik, place or samaya of mind training checks. Place or samaya of mind training checks. Lojungi tamsik, lojungi labja, advice of mind training checks. Not a text, lojung. So should not say text, but better to say mind training. Samaya of mind training, samaya of measurement of mind training. Then last one is advice. Number 7 is advice of mind training. You go 7. First one is preliminary teaching. Second one is actual practice of true bodhicitta. Third one is transforming problem into the path that will lead you to enlightenment. The fourth one is summary of lifelong practice. Summary of lifelong practice. Then the third one is measurement of mind training. Then number 5. Number 6 is samaya or place of mind training. Then number 7 is advice of mind training. Make sense? It's clear? Number 6 is like pledge. Pledge. Not pledge for annual pledge for Kadama Center. Pledge.
Promise.
Commitment. Didn't they use word pledge?
Yeah.
In Sanskrit it's called samaya. Samaya. Is it clear now? If it's not clear, just raise your hand. So then I'll repeat. So number 7 is advice of mind training, okay? Papa, what is the preliminary teachings? What is the preliminary teachings? So see, this is here. It's coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna, Shakyamuni Buddha to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Shantideva, Shantideva to Selimba, Selimba to Atisha, Atisha to Dom Temple, Dom Temple to who? Dom Temple to Gishekawa, to Gishekawa to Lama Tsongkhapa. So it's been said many times, it's been said repeatedly, right? So now, what is the preliminary teachings? What is the preliminary practice here? Or teaching or practice, far better to say practice, preliminary practice. Tenjor Nyeka. That's how the practice begin, no? Any form of practice in Buddhism, that's how it began. Tenjor, this is like meditations. Tenjor, precious human life. See, precious human life. Seeing this light as a boat is fully capable to cross the ocean of sufferings. Huh? It's not just, you know, junk, piece of junk. It's not like, oh, it's not worth it. It doesn't lose, no, has no meaning, or don't like myself, or then, you know, so on and so forth. No, this is, according to Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this is a boat. Me too. So you may not find that boat again, so better to use now. So best way to use is not to, it's almost impossible to remember every single practice that exists in Buddhism. It's almost impossible to remember them. So now what it means? It means, you know, whatever you remember and use it, you know, use it, you know. So mainly, you know, every day thinking something positive. Think of something good. Tenjochi nyeka. So difficult to find, huh? Because it has cause. Direct cause of precious human life is pure ethics. It's not something easy to practice, pure ethics, huh? That's why it's difficult to find. Example they use, you know, like the blind turtles that lives under the deep under the oceans, so deep under the oceans. So the ocean symbolizes samsara. Why is it blind? Because it lives there out of ignorance, not out of wisdom, out of ignorance. The blind, you know, symbolizes all the problems, complications. You know, is the root is ignorance, fundamental confusion, root ignorance. That's why the turtles are blind. But it's not here, it's in Lamrim teaching, but it's not here, but no. So then the turtle is blind and comes out on the surface of the oceans once a hundred years. It comes up once a hundred years. So then, that's like, that's almost like that. It's happened only once a hundred years. It only happens once a hundred years. So then there's like surface of the ocean is not calm, kind of wild, and there's like yolk. No, like carrying out here and there, back and forth, no, oceans. Then the blind turtle managed to get into the hole of the yolk. That's like meeting Buddha Dharma. It's not easy, no, meeting Buddha Dharma. That's how rare it is, no, so it's almost impossible. If you put, it's almost like, you know, handful of dry peas. If you throw on the wall, 1 mile stick on the wall, but more likely that's not going to happen. Something that's rare. So therefore, to be happy to be human, you know, just to be happy to be human, you know? Yeah, guys. So there's another example that's used, the Chiva Mitapa. So then, that's the first, it begins, preliminary practice begin with contemplating on the precious human life. So meaningful, Tenjo, according to foundation of good quality, three principles, expert path, enlightenment, all of the Lamrim test, says it again and again. Tenjo, you know. If you want a detailed information, you can read Lamrim then there is no explanation. Tava eight freedoms, then ten as what is it called? Ten richness. Ten richness, leisure and opportunities, you know, eight freedoms. If you are in the middle of Afghanistan, it's impossible to practice Lamrim because now you're just worried that you may going to live another day on everything, you know. And if you, like, life is controlled by some other people, you know, like, there are, these things are happening, even in 21st centuries, you know, like, some people are just kidnapped, some people, you know, have no any freedoms, even though they're born as a human, but, you know, they have no freedom at all, you know, like that. Very difficult to find. So then the second one is like Chua Mitaba, dead and impermanent. Some people may think, oh, but thinking about death, that's kind of depression, you know, so why you think about death? Yeah, so some people, they don't think about death because fear of death, right? Fear of death. Am I right?
Yeah.
Why people, yeah. Some people do think about death, fear of death. No, both same. Some people think about death because fear of death. Both, you know, like, So anyway, the word is kind of harsh, you know, death word is like death, kind of harsh. But thinking, oh, this could be the last moment, you know, could be the last moment. Living everyday life like, oh, this could be the last. No, mentally thinking like that, Chiva Midaba. Chivaji Midaba, Midaba, death and impermanent. There's another set of meditations, and there's no that meditation, probably nine stages, you know, nine different types of meditation been listed in the Lamrim teachings, or Chiva Midaba. So precious, but could slip through this hand for doing nothing much. So therefore, this is a piece of gold. So very, very important to use it. Rather than thinking, oh, I may going to find another piece of gold. So that you may not find another piece of gold. So these are preliminary practice. Precious human life, dead and impermanent, generally speaking, belongs to the small scope. Then after that, causality, karma. Causality, that's not belongs to the middle scope. So then like, thinking about the downside of, you know, samsara. Those are like, belongs to the middle scope. So these are the preliminary practice, okay? Precious human life, dead and impermanent, karma, so then reflecting on the downside of, you know, samsara, okay, kuvenimi, namsambandhi. Tela ngondri chushitas. These are known as four preliminary practice. Okay? Four preliminary practice. So sometimes there's all preliminary practice, there's, you know, 100,000 prostration, 100,000 mantra offering, this is different. These are known as four preliminary practice, no? Pretty much cover small scope, middle scope. So the it's exactly the same as I explained in the middle scope. So now minor practice, mushi, actual practice, chanjuk simni gumsu, how to meditate on two types of bodhicitta. Is it clear? Is it hard? thousand miles, it always reminds me, 1,000 mile journey start with one step. Or otherwise, the journey is going to be 1,000 mile if we don't take one step. Baby step, one, how do you say, one step, how is it?
One step at a time.
One step at a time, yeah, one step at a time. First, oh, wonderful, you know, I very much like to do those practice, just one step. So then, 900 steps left. First you have to, oh, wonderful, just to think, oh, this is really good, huh? Dāng yī shā yū sēm yī jōng yī gōm sū nā sē, mēn jī lō jōng māng bō jī, tēng dāng sēm jī gōm sū ngō tu chē sō. What are those true types of bodhicitta? That's called ultimate bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta. When you hear those words, it leaves imprint in your mind constantly, leave imprint. This is good to have imprint. Two types of bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta pretty much powered by witnessing some sort of difficulties sentient beings going through. Okay? Then from there you develop compassion, then you develop bodhicitta. That's called conventional bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is like looking at the beings, everybody is confused. Everybody doesn't know what is self, you know, so then from there they are called me, then my, then you know, like right from the beginning, you know, it's like having sympathy towards those people who don't even know how to define self, and even saying me, my, not really have clear idea what is me. So then from there, so then you are more concerned about the well-being of other sentient beings, because the root cause of all the complication, which is ignorance, not knowing ultimate truth. So then from there, then you develop compassion and you try to help them to lead all of them slowly to lead them to, you know, or to think about emptiness, or educate themselves, or read about emptiness, all of them, that's like ultimate bodhicitta. That's the brief explanation of ultimate bodhicitta. That then is Chanju is in so now they are talking, this is now sacred knowledge. So sometimes you see ultimate bodhicitta is explaining first, then the conventional bodhicitta explained later. So you wonder why was that? There's a reason. So this is the only gashi longon to tawa gomde se. Then cham nyingje chanju se gong chupa yue jang se. Some group of people, they meditate on emptiness first before they generate compassion, bodhicitta. They meditate on emptiness first. Now that's how they begin. They start. They start starting meditate on, you know, like only. The only means like Some people, you know, when they hear the teaching about emptiness, they have goosebumps, they have tears, you know, they have a lot of joy in their mind. So what that indicates that person is carrying very strong seed in their mind stream about emptiness, teaching of emptiness. So those people, they are proper vessels for teaching of emptiness. When they hear about emptiness, they have goosebumps, they have tears, they have like a lot of joy, you know. Similar goes to, you know, when they hear about bodhicitta, compassion, all of that, they have goosebumps, they have tears. That means you have carrying very strong seed that, you know, each time when you hear the word bodhicitta, it leaves some seeds, imprint. So that's what the seed is. imprint or came from a strong imprint. So that's another thing. So most likely probably as people want to analyze, this group of people, they want to analyze, they like to analyze, you know, group. Honnu literally means, you know, smart. Smart means like not same as the word that we use here. That's different. Has different meaning. So, who has more merit or more seat in their mind? So those group of people, they meditate on emptiness. Then after that, they develop bodhicitta and compassion. So in those people, so then ultimately bodhicitta has been explained first. So then compassion of bodhicitta second. Oh? So this is not that important, you know, in terms of the practice, but the second knowledge, you know, so it may become, you know, helpful sometimes. Okay. Teta vidyaya yongla ni ngala tap temba mache ba tawa kumna kokashi nyenche wa tanshe nedu midu wa shi yebe chuvel la mdredo. Oh, yeah, so now probably something I will skip, you know, probably I don't think it's that important. Teta nilu kumna suma da junju tuya tenjo tenjo ne samdeji par ngala temba chene chindu ki sharab chi kawso tawa kumna jeba sunji zya. So now just there's certain things I think it's not that important, you know, so in terms of the practice, you know, it's for sake of knowledge, these are important when you give, you know, the serious teaching, so then you have to know those things. So other than that, it's just, you know, some kind of like, how you say, it's all about order of those two bodhicitta, why certain texts explain ultimate bodhicitta first and the conversion of bodhicitta later, why certain texts talks about the conversion of bodhicitta first and ultimate bodhicitta later, doing this like that. So now action, meditations, exchanging self with other, okay, action meditation. So, dāshēn nyāmbā gōmsu jē, dādāshēn jāwa gōmsu nīyō jīsā. It has two parts. First one, dāshēn nyāmbā gōmsu, how to meditate on equanimity, dāshēn jāwa gōmsu ngūs, and actual exchanging one with oneself with other, actual exchanging oneself with other. Thangpo ni dāshēn nyāmbā gōmsu jē, dōngā chāmbu tsāngā mīdēshī. So now here, to start here. Kōrā, I look, dōngā chāmbu tsāngā mīdēshī. LC 90, that's where the second instruction, exchanging oneself with others, start in Guru Puja from here, okay, LC 90. Dunga Thamutra meditation. There's no difference between myself and others. Dunga Thamutra, there's no difference between myself and others. None of us wish for even the slightest of sufferings. Or is ever content with the happiness we have. Realize this, I seek your blessing that I may generate joy for happiness of others. Oh? That's the stanza, okay? Dunga Thamutra Mirishya So Sundeshya Dashin Yamba Dila kundzo du nyambe tsurun, tundzo du nyambe tsurun, labdi za chun niga sun, chun niga tsulte niga, tsulte niga tsulte niga sun shija. Dashi nyamzi la kundzo nyambe tsurun, and like, as a practicing equanimity based on conventional level, and practicing equanimity based on ultimate level. See, that's true. No? Love you, the Junju Niga Sulti Niga Sulti. It has been explained in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, and also another text called Shisha Samuja. Shisha Samuja. That's also composed by Shantideva. There's two texts, no? Shisha Samuja and the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. No? Bodhicharya Avatara and Shisha Samuja, both composed by Shantideva. How to practice equanimity based on the conventional level and based on ultimate level. These are well explained in those two texts. Undo jendo wang ten number, undo jendo wang ten number, nyambe tsuni, yandang to suji. Not just that, and Maitreya Buddha also explained how to practice equanimity based on ultimate level, based on ultimate level, and then Maitreya Buddha explained into Ornament of Clear Realization, that text. It has probably eight chapters, you know, called Ornament of Clear Realizations. Abhisamaya Alamkara, Abhisamaya Alamkara in the Sanskrit word. So, Kunzo to Nyambe Tsuda, Dashin Jebe Tsuya, Tsujukavijungochi, Tene. So if you are doing any form of deity yoga practice, in a group guru yoga practice, of course you are visualizing, you know, yourself or maybe in space before you, you are visualizing that marriage field. And with that meditation, Salama Gomshimbe Nani. With that meditation, visualizing Lama inseparable with whatever the deities know in Guru Yoga, Guru Puja, as I mentioned before, Gya Samachara, Chakra Sambhava, Yamentaka, these are main three deities that combine with the Guru Yoga, Guru Puja practice. But that doesn't mean these are the only three deities. So any, like, if you are visualizing, you know, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Tara, White Tara, Green Tara, Vajra Yogini, and so on and so forth. Halama Gomishimi Ngani, whatever meditation that you are doing, maintain that meditation, with that meditation, Rangi Thakurdu, around yourself, you know, Thakurdu, Simje Thamje, Sava Mini, Dirasamje, just visualize all the living beings that, you know, around, surrounding you. All, just visualize all the sentient beings surrounding you. We maintain that visualization, with that visualization, just visualize, you know, all the sentient beings surrounding you. Randa magesimje ditamje deva duje dunga midje vashata tsungsu. These are all, we are all same boat, we are all in the same boat. Didn't say boat, I just, you know, put it there. Didn't say boat, but no, that's how you say here. So we are all in the same boat, no, same boat, because we want happiness much as we can grab. We don't want any sufferings, even the slightest sufferings, we don't want. So in that regard, we are all same. That's what it means. We are all the same boat. Marangi magetimje ditamje deva duje dunga midje vashata tsungsu. In that level, we are all equal. Tana, shindu, truva, milam, tana, shindu, truva, milam, nang, tsunje dunga, dunga tende midje ji, deva kona, dunga chidam chunga midje so. Even in the dream, so we don't want any difficulties. We don't know. Even in the dream, no, we don't want any difficulties. So, lose the dream. Deva kona this. We just, even in the dream, we just want happiness. That's all we want. Belanda. When you're awake, no, same. Even in the dream, even the size of the difficulty is so slight, very small, but we don't want any of the problems. So we do it. Devalani dhamya shoshin means we are not contained by happiness. No, the dhamya shoshin means that. Teta dunga midyoba, dunga midyoba, dunga midyo, deva dejan, shindo mongsi, ni mongbe denji, nyove deve jura midyushis. Even though what we want happiness. What we don't want, we want suffering, we don't want. Even though there's a case, Shindo Mongshi Nimonbe Denji Nyove Deve Jula Mijushis. According to, not here, but according to Guys to Buddhist Way of Life, I said this number of times in the Sunday class, even though we have desire to overcome from suffering, but we deliberately go for suffering. The guide to Buddhist way of life. So when you think about it, I don't go deliberately for suffering. If I know there's suffering, I don't go for that. What it means? It means something. It's indicating something. The method, the technique, the resource that we use to be happy may not be good one, Maybe that's like dunga todu same means dunga ni langomba jus. Not like knowingly going for suffering. That's doesn't sound right. That's not what Shantideva was saying. Shantideva was saying, but we don't go for suffering knowingly, we are not looking for suffering, But we are looking for happiness, but we use some technique, some method to get that. So there's something going wrong between the goal and the process. That's what Shantideva means. Maybe shouting, or maybe that's a good way to get happy or maybe powerful, just shout, scream. Maybe that's not good way to maybe people, you may not get your happiness by screaming or shouting. But that's what you need to do. For example, if you accidentally hit your toe in the drawer, nobody's there, you just curse. And you just, I'm not sure, in here probably curse, in Asia probably you just spit. Very angry, but the drawer doesn't care if you spit or not spit. No matter how many times you say, drawer don't hear anything. And you are the only one who hears that. So like that, and like some people when they hit their head, and they hit it again, they're very angry, they hit it again. And that's what Shantideva means. So Dunga Miri Deva Mumbe Deva Deva Shindo Moshi Ni Mumbe Denji Nyove, because we become kind of like we become polluted by disturbing thought, then we can judge, that's what it means. Even though we don't want any suffering, we want happiness, but out of this influence of this heavy influence of disturbing thoughts, that we not get what we want. Maybe that might be not the best method or technique to achieve happiness. Maybe we need to change our technique or method how to achieve happiness. All the method, the technique that we've been used is not working. So now probably need to rethink how to achieve that. And listen very carefully what Shantideva has to say. Dungaji jukuna dhubi ngasu de samnes. Then thinking like that, mage simche nalla ju gyawa dan dhubu dewa nare tonya shindu gavi loches. So then, with thinking like that, this is all, that's what I mean, think something positive, that's exactly, it's easy to say think positive, but how? That's why people, some people they rely on prayer, some people they rely on practice, and they do review meditations, and they guide them how to think something positive. No, that's why. But easy to say, just think positive, So that's why I've been saying in the Sunday class, meditation doesn't have to be Buddhist meditations. Come up with some list. Doesn't have to be Lamrim, some list. Every day you go through, that's how I think something good. I begin with that, and I begin with that, then that. That's how I think something positive. Okay. Then Then when you see some people are getting some, race in their wage, or maybe they're getting higher position in their job, and people are smiling, just enjoy, just to be happy, Maybe that's the technique, how to achieve happiness. Maybe before I'm just get jealous, I wish them something bad, I'm not happy when they get raised, when they're doing well, or I'm not happy when my neighbor buy a brand new car, so now I change my technique. Oh, that's good, they have money to buy a new car, I'm glad. I always pray for their happiness. Now they are happy, so I don't need to probably do extra prayer. So now maybe that's the technique to be more, get more happiness. Maybe need to change some technique. There's something, not the goal. Goal is good, but there's something going wrong between the goal and the process. If somebody doing something good, just rejoice. Wonderful. That's very good. If somebody experience something good, rejoice. So you put the water outside, and then one bird comes taking bath. Oh, good. Just doesn't have to be something dramatic. Somebody see emptiness, great. Or somebody, laughing, that's not that great, not like that, Yeah, even just bird taking a bath that you pour in water, wonderful, that's good, even just one, doesn't have to be 100, even just one. The one that I told you, Shindogari, not just generate positive thought. Maybe that's the technique Shanida was hinting, maybe that's how you achieve more happiness, Not just mangye din nam tamje dewa dan dewe ju tata dema china dena chi ma ro so all this being may I really wish them have cause of happiness and cause of happiness, so may they have happiness and cause of happiness. Dewa dan dewe ju tata dena chi ma ro so tata dema then, while you're doing practice, then asking, bless everybody to have, this kind of, happy life and cause of happiness and happiness. Then you are, requesting to the deities, so on and so forth, okay? So with that kind of mindset, then you recite this stanza. So that's, with that kind of mindset, then you recite the stanza, then this become beautiful meditation. So then any change, if they change your attitude a little bit, there is blessing. Then what else? Blessing. That is blessing. Will change. So with that kind of mindset, as you said, So you can choose, You can choose one day this practice. You can choose another some practice. You don't have to do all the way through. No. You can just choose one thing. That's exactly how to meditate on bodhicitta. That's exactly. Dongha Thamudana meditation. If you memorize, then you don't need to look at a book. You can, there's one less luggage to carry when you travel, you know. So when you go to the beach, you know, no need to worry about, you know, rain is going to, like, destroy your books. It's here. Nobody can steal. You don't need to worry that you're going to leave there somewhere, you know, hotel. It's all there, you know. So then you just sit down, then just think something like that, then you just say the stanza, review that. That's very good meditation, you know. Then there is going to be meditation on exchanging oneself with others, you know. Bodhicitta, okay? Dela na meditation, that is there, gawacha wa chinja lo, shia, sova, shuta, tuta, desi. Then you are requesting that very strongly, deep down from your heart, sincerely, genuinely, in front of all this holy image. And you are requesting, what you are requesting is, no, me, all the beings that surrounding me, and we are all in the same boat, we are all wishing happiness, we are all don't want any sufferings, so please bless us, no, to achieve happiness as a cause of happiness. No? So then visualizing that, then because the power of your request, then you visualize this, you know, five different types of light, emitted from the holy object towards you and towards all these living beings. Oh? See? Oh? Lama Sato Namji, Kui Chale, Dizi Nanga, Dizi Nanga, Vesana Jibi, Jumpa. So light ray is like hollow, it's not like, you know, hollow, emitted from the holy object that you are visualizing, space before you, and like five different light, emit. From there, you know, holy object, towards you, and all living beings around you. Duji vese nenga, duji, what is, kui chale, duji nanga, duji means amrita, nectar. Amrita, Sanskrit, duji, that's in Tibetan word, nenga, nanga means five different colors, white, mainly, here, no, white, and here, red. Then blue. Then from the navel chakra, yellow. Then the secret chakra. Then from green. There's five lights, no, from five chakras. Chivo dejo dimba longju, ninga chuju kolo. Chivo dejong colours, chivo dejong the crown chakra, dejong means crown chakra, that kind of store all the bliss, like chakra that's holding bliss, something like that. Dimba longju. So I'm not gonna translate. So anyway, yes, five chakras. So there's one here, crown chakra, dimba longju, ninga chuju colour. Some I will translate because I know how to translate. Some I'm not going to translate. I don't know how to translate. So Ninga, there's Dharma Chakra. Then there, so then there's two chakra. One is towards navel. One is towards, you know, like organs, or typical organ. So from there, five different hollow light: white, red, blue, yellow, green. Emit towards you. So then with the hollow, then nectar flows from the hollow. Probably, you know, like five different lights coming separately from the holy image, but when it comes close to you, it's probably become one, you know, one. And dissolve all the nectar, dissolving the nectar flowing through hollow light, dissolving into your body and mind. Okay? Lezuna Shubhe, Tedanti Kejans, purify all the defect in the physical body, all the defect in the mind, completely purifies. Kejans. Tedanti, Tobachavaj, Rangatim Jatam Vijula, Chavasams, and just visualize that everybody generated realization of exchanging oneself with others. Oh, that realization. Oh, okay, Buddhist. Oh, just imagine. Oh, just visualize. Oh. Hmm. Tiet toba chaba jana. This is visual chaba samojo. Tenye dashenye jengom balas. Oh. Just visualize. That itself is short, beautiful practice. It's just short, beautiful. It's not like 100 page. It's just one stanza. Visual. No, so then, you know, every meditation with positive mind, no positive mind, every meditation. So then, you know, you can just, you know, do this, just that, again, 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 again. Oh. Mm-hmm. Or you can just do this on Om Mani Padme Hum. If you just want to do the Om Mani Padme Hum, some mantra, just visualize. You know, if you just want to do, okay, oh, this is all too complicated, I just want to focus some mantra, and if you are doing green Tara mantra, just visualize green Tara, and visualize around you all sentient beings, and just think, you know, that we are all same, you know, just in that recite the mantra, then light emits same, emits from green Tara's body, spirit, mind, all the five chakras, then towards you, you know, so then, same, okay, so, this is, you know, called Dzibhejang, it's called Dzibhejang, in some case you just visualize light, and in this case you visualize light and nectar simultaneously, you know, simultaneously. There are different reasons, so I don't remember, you know. There's a different reason why nectar and light, you know, there is some, I'll remember later, not now. I don't remember now, so. Then after that, after reciting that, you know, so then with that intention, after that visualization, maybe take some break, have some tea or whatever you need to do, then come back. So then do meditation on exchanging oneself with others, so exchanging oneself, the actual one, or this kind of preliminary. Then how the meditation begin? It begins with Toma Dachin Jinji, Jaya Sambhas. Thinking about the drawback or downside of self-cherishing mind. Hmm? So people come with a list here. So many names. Huh? So quick, so many names, so quick. But in Tibet, probably it will take 2 months to get some names. Anyway. Toma Dachin Jinji, Jaya Sambhas. This is also important, okay? So how to do meditation on exchanging oneself with others. It begins with thinking about the downside of self-cherishing mind. Sallama gumshi me gani didasam bisa seman nam deli kangshi da tong telani ngashi tendu shemba juso shembe dela sechu de sebe chönam dibasis yinde tong we yongsan wa ti Sheti Dujinli Tinan Dala Mujaba Tisi Tiniko Shizumaji. So it's quoting some other text, no, quoting some text, the author is quoting some text. Danji Denji de Toma Meban Trevo Dungan Jashi. So how to think, you know, how to think the downside of self-cherishing mind? So it's explained here. Danji di. Danjin Denchen Di, so this self-cherishing mind, see, it's not you, you know, you are saying this self-cherishing mind, it's not you, you are separating this self-cherishing mind. Danjin Denchen Di, since from the beginning this time till now, cause all kind of problems, so. dönche means no biggest obstacles or biggest monastery. Danzu danzi. Danzi means no. Danzi. Oh, as I said, danzi. Self-grasping mind. Oh, okay. Danzi. Chinzi. Self-cherishing mind. Danzi. Self-grasping mind. You see difference between self-grasping mind and self-cherishing mind. Yeah, you see, self-grasping mind, the mind that grabbing on the self, which does not exist, is a mistake. That's why it's called fundamental confusion. Anyway, so that kind of, you know, mindset causing me problems since from the beginning this to till now. Dungan judges. Tadu, Dendi, on the Sunday. If from now on, if I go with that monaster, if I go with that monasters, Tadu, Dendi, on the Sunday, Laya, Kua, Tamil, Dungal, Nyongal, Yama, this. And suffering is not going to end. If I go with that monaster, you know, suffering is not going to end. Kore dangje dunga tamje dangje di kone tuli jujis. All the problems within the samsara due to this, you know, monasteries. Not due to neighbors, no, not due to like that, due to that. According to Buddhism, so dangje di kone dangje chaji tuli bususus. It's like iron cage. It's almost like iron cage that you are just trapped there. Oh? But here are some other texts. Danzu chajitabhi buzuzu. One of the Lama Tsongkhapa texts says, Danzu chajitabhi, it's like iron cage. We are just trapped inside that iron cage. It's now time to free ourselves from the iron cage. Kove dungan danzu di kone tuli jujis. This is the only one to blame. Self-grasping mind, danzu. Even in this life, all the complications, all the problems due to this monastery. See, you see separations? If you believe, oh, that monastery is me, there's no hope. Then that you are saying that means, oh, my mind is naturally negative. No. That means what you are saying, that is you are saying, oh, I can't think anything good. That's not true. If you are saying, oh, this monster is me, then there's no hope. No, that's separate. You are just pointing, this one is causing the problem. It's not like this one is causing the problem. This Danzi, who has that? But yeah, you have that. No, nobody, but you have that. But that's not you, no, separate. Oh. Now time is way over, so I've got carried out by this monster. So I'll stop here, so maybe next Wednesday, okay? What do you think? Should I go detail like that? You think will they help? Yeah, so you know, sake of knowledge, so then and it's good, you know, so at least you are, you know, getting the digital information. I think, you know, it's good, okay? Yeah, so so next time when you lead, oh, there's meditation course, how to do exchanging oneself with other. That's exactly how you teach, you know, okay? So then that's going to, you know, benefit all of us, sorry? Yeah, Alhamdulillah, sorry. It's like 11 minutes past the time.
In the Go Prayer Book, turn to page 235. So we'll chant 1, 2, 3, and 4. Geva di no dudak lama zange dujune do Chanchu sen chorin poche, ma ke panam ke gyuchi, ke wan yam pa me payan, kone gondu pawa sho, chan pel pa wurji darken padam, kudu zampo de yan de jinte, te dan kungi jesu da loche, ke wa di dan tan che rap tu no. Tu sun che pe ge wa tan che ki Nyo wa gan la chok tu mga pa de Sa she ge we te wa di kung chang San po chu chu rap tu ngo wa di Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for studying this text. Thank you very much for studying this text. No, it will benefit you. You know, in the future, it will benefit you. Okay. And have a wonderful night.